الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا. أما بعد، my dear beloved ikhwa, zakum la khair, hudurikum. And I believe that the last jalsa that we had, which is a couple of weeks ago, we mentioned the hadith that's narrated or ascribed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anhu qal lil mamluki ta'amuhu wa kiswatuhu bil ma'roof. ولا يكلف من العمل إلا ما يطيق. إلا ما يطيق. Remember the hadith that for the slave is to be fed and to be clothed with kindness, and he should not be made to do that which he does not have the ability to do. And this hadith is from the Muwatta of Imam Malik. And we said that this is an example that the ulama used for Mu'tal. Do you remember that? And I gave us it's a bit of work for the ikhwa, that you can tell us where the i'dal is in this sanad. And we said the Mu'tal is what? Where there's what? Two narrators missing consecutively, with tawali. B, a tawali. So in this chain that I've just, hadith that I've just given, there are two narrators that are missing in it. Who are they? It was a wajib. Who are the two narrators missing in this isnad? It's a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. Muhammad ibn Ajlan and Abihi. Yani Muhammad ibn Ajlan and Ajlan, his dad. So the two narrators missing in this is Muhammad and his father Ajlan. And this is an example that the ulama of hadith that they use to show the i'dal, where there is two narrators that are taken out of the chain consecutively, and that's Muhammad and his father Ajlan. Naam. And Hakim, where's the hadith? Lil mamluki ta'amuhu wa kiswatuhu bil ma'roof wa la yukallaf min al-amal ما لا يطيق. نعم. للمملوك طعامه وكسوته بالمعروف ولا يكلف من العمل إلا ما يطيق. It's an example that the ulama they use for mu'dal. نعم. What we're going to do بإذن الله after that is we deal with the next موضوع in this tadhkira of Ibn Mulaqin rahimahullah ghafarallahu lah, and that is his statement wa tadlisu wa huwa makruhun li'annahu yuhamu al-luqi wal mu'asarati bi qawlihi qala fulan wa huwa fi ash-shuyukhi akhaf wa huwa fi ash-shuyukhi akhaf. And that is tadlis. Is the mawdu ma'rifatu tadlis, and that is that he says that tadlis and it's disliked. Yani doing tadlis is disliked, and it's a form of deception. It's disliked li'anhu yuhamul luqi, because it makes it seem that two narrators have met wal mu'asara, or lived in the same period of time. And what they use to make this look like that is by saying qala. They don't say I heard. Say, qala fulan, For example, you say Qala Sheikh bin Baz. Somebody will say Qala Sheikh bin Baz, and then somebody will believe that you met Sheikh bin Baz. But you can't call you a liar because you just said he said. But if you said Sami'tu Sheikh bin Baz yaqul, if you didn't hear from him, then you are kadhab. You're a liar, or you heard from him. Fim Timoni. So they use Qala wa nahwihi, like an. And an. And we done mu'an'ana, I believe, a couple of weeks ago. Say an. And an is like, it's reported from. And an'ana is with alif and noon. Tayyib. So he says here that they use this technique of saying qala in order to make this obscurity. It's not very clear whether he heard from him or not. وَهُوَ فِي الشِّيُّخِ أَخَفْ. And there are two categories of tadlis, and he said that the most less in it being disliked, or less from as it relates to its level of dislike, or it being disliked, is the tadlis al-shiyukh. The tadlis al-shiyukh. Okay, so the tadlis is point number one, two categories. The tadlis is two categories, generally. We're going to deal with them generally because of time. We're going to go through a few affairs today and tomorrow as it relates to this tadkirah of Ibn Mulaqqin. The first is tadlis al-isnad. Tadlis al-isnad. And I'm going to give you the definition of Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah ta'ala. And that is, أن يروي الراوي عمن سمع منه ما لم يسمعه منه بصيغة تتحمل أو تحتمل السماع كعن وقال وهو الذي يقصد غالبا عند الإطلاق لفظ التدليس. تدليس الإسناد is showing some type of deception in the chain, and that is that a narrator, he narrates from someone he heard, or someone that he has heard from before. Yani it's known that he has heard from this narrator before. يعني سمع منه يعني قبلا, he's heard from him before. ولكن يروي ما لم يسمع منه, but then he narrates another time something he didn't hear from him. بصيغة تحتمل السماع, with a form of transmission which has a possible meaning, it's plausible, it has a possible meaning of عن, that he heard, and it's by using an and by using qala. So it looks like it's possible that he heard from him. So this is a very, very, very difficult one to identify, because number one, the narrator has heard from this person before. He's taken ilm from him. So for example, some of you have seen, for example, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad, sahihullah, and everyone knows that you've been to Umrah, and you've been to Hajj, and you sat with Sheikh Abdul Muhsin. And you may have heard a fatwa, walaykum salam to Allah, from Sheikh Abdul Muhsin. So everyone knows that now. It's ma'aruf in the nas that it's known that you've sat with Sheikh Abdul Muhsin. So then what you do is, you hear something else from somebody that people don't like, that Sheikh Abdul Muhsin said this. So you know that the people, they don't like this individual, and if you were to mention him, maybe people will not take that narration. So what do? They know I narrated from Sheikh Abdul Muhsin before, so I will say, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin said, you know. I won't say I heard. So then in your head, you're thinking automatically, he's actually met Sheikh Abdul Muhsin. So when he says Sheikh Abdul Muhsin said, then it's very possible that he heard it from him. And this is tadlis al-isnad. In that chain, you've made it seem that you have heard from a sheikh that you may have heard from before, but not that particular hadith. Not that particular hadith and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example. Or and tilka al-rawi. Or thaka al-rawi. This is the first tadlis, and that's tadlis al-isnad. And when the ulama, they mention tadlis, this is what they mean. This is the most prominent tadlis. So when you hear mudallis, for example, in the books of Takhrij, You say fulan, mudallis. This is the tadlis that they generally mean, ala itlaq. Naam. The second category of tadlis is tadlis al-shuyukh. And this is the one that Ibn Mulaqin, he says, وَهُوَ فِي الشُّيُّخْ أَخَفْ. And him saying akhaf, using siga to tafdil, that it is the lightest, not so bad, it means that there are other categories. So this is the fiqh of Ibn Mulaqin here, that he's letting us know that there are other categories, and this category is the lesser in evil. And that is the tadlis al-shuyukh. Tadlis al-shuyukh. And the definition of tadlis al-shuyukh, as is mentioned by Hafiz, rahimullah, and yarwi an shaykhin hadithan sami'ahu minhu, fa yusammihi aw yukannihi aw yansibuhu aw yasifuhu bima la yu'raf bihi kay la yu'raf, an yarwiya an shaykhin hadithan sami'ahu minhu fa yusammihi aw yukannihi أو ينسبه أو يصفه بما لا يعرف به كي لا يعرف. Okay. The meaning of this is that a narrator أو ينسبه أو ينسب إليه يعني his nisba, his tribe, his qabila. So for example, the meaning in English is that a narrator, he narrates on his teacher. A narration. His sheikh. Something that he has heard from him. So this is why it's a khaf. So he has heard it from him. As for the first one, he never heard it from him. So this is why this one's a khaf. He heard it from him, but he gives him a name, or he gives him a nickname, or he gives him, he mentions his lineage, or ascribes him to something, or he characterizes him, gives him a character that he's not known by, in order for him not to be known. So that is, he narrates on his sheikh a narration that he's heard from him. So this is not too bad. But what he's done is, he's given his sheikh a name that people don't know him by, or given him a kunya, Abu Fulan, that people don't know him by, or a nasab, Al-Madani Nazil. He's been to Medina for 4 years, because if you be in the ulama al-hadith and the urf of the Arab, if you've been in a place for 4 years, you become that, you get the nasab of that place. So for example, maybe he's been to Medina for 4 years, 5 years. So he goes Al-Madani. He ascribes Medina to him because it's not a lie, he's been there for 4 years, but he's not known to be that. He's known to be Al-Basri, because that's the original lineage he goes. Or he gives him a character, like Al-Saghir, or Al-Mateen, or Al-Habib, or any type of character that he may have that he's not known by. Kay la yu'raf. This is the key thing. In order for him not to be known. So an example is, for example, like I can give you, barakallahu fikum. Somebody studies with a sheikh, he's going to study with a talib ilm that is unknown. Or he's known for being weak in hifz, in memory. Or he's known for being refuted in a fiqh issue. Like he says, or some, he said that, for example, the niqab is not wajib. And then it's known that he was refuted with, inshallah, the strongest opinion that is wajib. Regarding that, and I know some brothers are looking at me like, Okay, so people know that this individual was challenged regarding to his knowledge. So he narrates on this individual and he says, Haddathani Abu Abdullah. And he's got a son who's Yunus, who's from the Ibadillah. Or he's got a son that is Badr, who's from the Ibadillah. So it's Abdullah, and he's his Abu, so I'm calling him Abu Abdullah. And he's lived in Mecca for 7 years, Abu Abdullah al-Makki, al-Qasir. So you've given him all of these names, like he's somebody who's ma'roof, but you know that nobody knows him by that name, and his real name is probably Ahmed ibn Yusuf Al-Basri, for example. Naam. But you're giving him that name, so you're not lying. He has a son who's from the slaves of Allah, and he's lived in Mecca for over 5 years, 4 years, so he's Mekki. Huh? And he's kind of short. So, but he's not known by that. Kayla Yuraf. So he's not known. So he's not known. So point number two is the definition of, sorry, the second category is tadlis al-shiyukh, yani the tadlis of your sheikh, not the tadlis of the chain. The first one is tadlis of the chain, the second one is tadlis of your sheikh, giving your sheikh an obscure, plausible character, name, and so forth, which nobody knows him by because you don't want him to be known. Point number three, and that is the sabab. Asbab al-Tadlis. Why do they do this? And of course, some of them we've mentioned right now. Who can give me one? Why? Naam. That one is bad. That one is, that's Taswit. He's younger than him. Naam. That one's, this one's, if you do, because it's da'if, this is what Baqiyya ibn Waleed and the rest of those were, make jarham, which is why sometimes a mudallis can be, tadlis can yufti ila jarh, you know, fi rawi, especially if you use the tadlis at-taswiyah. Tadlis at-taswiyah, where you're just taking out the weak individual and making it look beautiful, changing the form of the isnad. You're taking a weak kadhab, you know he's a kadhab, but you took his name out of the chain and just mentioned two narrators who have met before, but they didn't narrate this hadith itself, but rather there's a weak narrator between them. You've taken it out. This is a very, very serious type of tadlis, which we won't do today, but that's a surah. Tayyib, first reason, as Waleed mentioned, أن يكون الشيخ المدلس أصغر منه. Yani, maybe his teacher's younger than him. So for example, an individual, he narrates from somebody who's 10 or 12. Yani, خَمْسْتَ عَشُ بَالِغْ يَلَّا. He's 15 years old and he's narrated, but you don't want everyone to know that your sheikh is 15. So you're embarrassed to let everyone know that your sheikh is 15. So you give him a kunya that, for example, that he's not known by. Abu Bashar, for example. You give Abu Bashar, because his son's a Bashar. Abu Walid. Abu Walid. Not Abu Walid. Abu Walid. Naam. So you know that he's not lying, but he's younger than you. He's 15, he's a little boy, but you're embarrassed, Allah Hidik, to let people know that he's younger. So that's the first one. And يكون الشيخ الراوي مدلس ضعيفا. And that is that, and this is the worst reason, is that the, as we mentioned, that you know that your sheikh is weak. That your sheikh is weak. And if you were to mention him, then your narration that you are narrating will be rejected. And number three, which is not blameworthy in its essence, is Imtihanu adhan al-talamiz. Imtihanu adhani al-talamiz. And that is to test your students. To test your students. Yani, you change the narration, you play about, you name somebody a name that he's not known to, see how daqiq and how intelligent your students are, as a test. As a test. And number four, at-taraddud fi riwayah. At-taraddud fi riwayah. And that is if you have some doubt. You have some doubt in the isnad, maybe due to type of weakness in your memory, or you've lost your book, or some type of uncertainty. You may do that tadlis, and it may be by accident. It may be by accident, but it's still tadlis. He can't remember his sheikh or the full name, or he calls him Abdullah ibn Ahmed, and he's Abdullah ibn Sara. Yunsa bila ummi. You know? Naam. Jameel. Yeah. 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 It's done. But the ulama would find out. Yeah, Allah will preserve the sunnah. The ulama will find out. But it's disliked to do. It's something that's disliked to do. And if somebody who is, because they're human beings, the Salaf are not perfect. Now, you know, they're human beings. So this is obviously an error. And when we look at these errors and so forth, it reminds us of the Kamal of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. If I was to give you a snad right now, and I mentioned Abu Abdullah Yusuf al-Makki, nam, you wouldn't know. Okay, but the ulama of hadith would know. Now, if this individual is known for tadlis, as we go into the points, inshallah, you understand a bit more. The ulama has known the individual to be from tadlis, from the mudallisin, then they will say, we're not going to accept that from you unless you say, I heard. Yeah, if it's somebody who's done it, is somebody who's known for tadlis, yani, he's known to do that. If he says he said, or about him or from him, nam, it's not accepted until he says I heard. Yeah, and that's how Allah's preserved the sunnah. Okay, and that's why we have to respect the ulama of hadith, because the ulama of hadith, they have this skill that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with from their juhud and the seeking of ilm, that they are able to identify the mudallisin, and there's books, as I'm going to show, they've been written with the names of them. Okay? And the tadlis is of different levels. Yeah? Some of them are liars, and these are the individuals whose narrations are not accepted, whether they say, I heard or not. Yeah? And some of them, they maybe gave the sheikh a name just randomly because, a name that someone didn't know. Okay, but not because he wanted to hide the hadith, but he just gave him a name that someone didn't, that people didn't know, but he knew specifically because he has that personal relationship with that sheikh. Okay, are you with me? Hey now, barakallahu feek. Okay, after that we talk about tadlis at-taswiyah. That's point number four, sir. Yeah, point number four, tadlis at-taswiyah. And tadlis at-taswiyah is that tadlis is the worst type of tadlis. And that is an yarwi al-mudallis hadithan and da'if. And that is that a mudallis, he narrates a hadith on somebody who's weak. Bayna thiqataini laqya ahaduhuma al-akhar. Fayasqut al-da'if wa yaj'al bayna thiqataini ibaratan muhima fayastawi al-isnad kulluhu thiqat bihasbi al-zahir tahsinan lil-hadith. This is a type of tadlis where the mudallis, he narrates upon someone who's weak. So he narrates upon someone who's weak, bayna thiqatayn. So in this isnad, he has a weak person in a narration between two trustworthy narrators. Okay? So we call W weak, and we call trustworthy T. So it's T, W, T. So there's two T's, the trustworthy narrators either side. And in the middle is a W, who's a weak narrator. Well there? So what this mudallis does, he takes away. Now before that, these two T's have met before. And they have narrated before. But in this hadith, they haven't narrated it from each other. There's somebody in between, and he is strong or weak. He's weak. So this mudallis takes away who? The weak one. He takes away the weak one, and then he connects it to who? So now it's TT. So how does the chain look now? When it was TWT, how did it look? Good or bad? It looked bad. But now it's TTTT. It looks good now. Tahseen and il-hadith. To make the hadith look nice. And this is the sharr aqsam. This is the worst type of tadlis. This is the worst type of tadlis. One that the Salaf, they say, a tadlis akhul kadhib. That tadlis is the brother of lies. And barakallahu fikum, the ulama of hadith have mentioned that the individual, Baqiya ibn Walid, is the one of the most narrators that done this. Naam. Baqiyya. Naam, he's, and also Waleed ibn Muslim. Al-Waleed ibn Muslim. He was known for this. So you see the ulama, the salaf, Sufyan, the ulama of hadith, of illa, like Ibn Madini and Bukhari and Muslim and Nasa'i, how Allah has blessed them with ilm, that they are able to do tatabbur and follow all of these narrations and find out who are these people that do this type of tadlis. And this is how the sunnah is preserved. The sunnah is preserved through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves the sunnah through these individuals. And they are able to identify the individuals such as Al-Waleed ibn Muslim and Baqiyya. Why? How? By tatabbur and having an ilm of ilal, of looking at those discrete discrepancies that are in the hadith, that are in the chain. Naam. And this is Taditha Taswiyah, as I mentioned before, is the one that the person is disparaged. He has a jarh, and his narration is not accepted due to him. Because it's a lie. Because it's what? A lie. You're saying that two TT that they narrated from each other, but did they in this hadith? No, there's someone in between. And to make it worse, you know that they've narrated other narrations together before. But so this adds to the obscurity. This adds to the ghumud. The final point is books that have been written, Kutub al-Mudallisin. Could you please have the other side? Okay, Kutub al-Mudallisin. Books that have been written for tadlis. So the scholars have written books regarding these types of this category of the science of hadith. And the first one is by Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi, and that is At-Tabyin. At-Tabyin li-Asma'i al-Mudallisin. At-Tabyin li-Asma'i al-Mudallisin. And that is by Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi, who died in the year 463. Another book is At-Tabyin, again, same name, li-Asma'i al-Mudallisin. And that is Li-Burhan al-Din al-Halabi. He died in the year, Burhan al-Din al-Halabi, he died in the year 841. And from the most famous books talking about the Mudallisin, these individuals, is Ta'rif Ahli Taqdis. Ta'rif Ahli Taqdis. بمراتب الموصوفين بالتدليس تعريف أهل التقديس بمراتب الموصوفين بالتدليس. And that is knowing, basically dealing with the levels of the Mudallisin, this book of Hafidh ibn Hajar. He's mentioned that the people who do the tadlis, their level, from the ones that are not so bad to the ones that are worse. From the ones that are worse. Okay? So he's mentioned. Hafidh ibn Hajar. Hafidh ibn Hajar al Asqalani. Not the very small book, but it's just with all of the names. With all of the names. طيب. Let's go on to the next one. After this, a Sheikh ibn Mulaqim rahimullah. He says, وَالشَّعْذُ وَهُوَ مَا رَوَى الثِّقَّةُ مُخَالِفًا لِرِوَايَةِ النَّاسِ وَالشَّعْذُ وَهُوَ مَا رَوَى الثِّقَّةُ مُخَالِفًا لِرِوَايَةِ النَّاسِ. Shadh, which is odd. The meaning of shadh is odd. And that is a narration that is odd. It doesn't seem right. And it's odd in some way or another. And this is defined by Ibn Mulaqin here, is وَهُوَ مَا رَوَى ثِقَّةً, and it's that narration that a trustworthy narrator has narrated, but he has opposed the narration of the people. I'll say it again. And that is that which a trustworthy narrator has narrated, and he has opposed the narrations of the people. We're going to explain that in detail, inshallah. But just so we understand why we're doing this, if you look in the books of Sheikh Al-Albani, Silsila Sahiha, Da'ifa, Riwayah Al-Ghalil, you look in the books of Hadith, these terms are used. Our purpose here, inshallah, is to be aware of these terms. So when we pick up the books of the ulama and the scholars, we understand what they mean. Because they don't explain it when they say, they just say Hadith Shadh. To say this Hadith is Shadh. Now we need to know what that means. We need to know what Shadh means. And I'm going to mention, basically, Shadh generally is of two categories. Okay? But before that, let's define it with the correct definition. Here, Ibn Malakin says what? Who narrates it? A thiqah, yes? Naam. Or saduq. Or saduq. So the definition, proper definition, precise definition of shadh is mukhalafatil maqbool liman huwa awla minhu. And this is a definition of Hafiz ibn Hajar in Nukhba. And that is the maqbool, a person whose narration is accepted. He doesn't have to be a thiqah, he could just be a sound narrator. Because you have thiqah, and then you have saduq. A thiqah, strong memory, fulfills all the conditions of trustworthiness. The saduq fulfills all the conditions of trustworthiness, except his memory is weak. Here is as if Ibn Malakin didn't mention the second individual. But the correct definition, as Hafiz ibn Hajar has mentioned, rahimullah, and other than him, is that it's a person whose narration is acceptable. Shadh is the person whose narration is acceptable if he opposes those who take who are more superior than him. He opposes those who are more superior than him in memory or in number. So therefore, point number one is the definition of shadh. What's the definition of shadh? Mukhalafati maqbool liman. Okay, in English. Accepted. Stronger than him. No, superior or stronger than him. Ahsan, jayd. Awla minhu. Point number two. When we say awla minhu, what does awla mean? And that is two categories. It's awla minhu min janibain. Or ihda janibain. Oh, and that is that. He's awla minhu. Meaning that he opposes one narrator who is ahfaz. He opposes one narrator who is ahfaz, a narrator who is stronger in memory. For example, you have two people. One is strong, but the other one is stronger. And the one who is strong opposes the one who is stronger. He says that this hadith is narrated. The one who is strong says this hadith is an Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is narrated from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the one who is stronger said, no, actually it's mawquf. It stopped on it's a statement of the Sahaba. It's a statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. So which one do we take? The one that is stronger. He is stronger because he is stronger and he's historically he's known to be more precise. So we take him from him. And as for the one who is acceptable, he's weaker and he's prone to error. That's the first one. The second one, أكثر عددا. أولى منه يعني أكثر عددا. يعني there are more narrators who are trustworthy, maybe as trustworthy as he is, but there are more of them who say opposite to him. So another example. They say an individual mentions a narration and he says that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I mean, Sheikh Muqbil mentions this as shadh, but some of the ulama mention it as ziyadat al-thiqat. But I'll mention it anyway, the finger. Yeah. No, that's not, the reason why I'm not going to mention that example, because it's not shadh really, as qawl al-rajih. But shadh is, for example, somebody says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're all in a jalsa. And they were all in one sitting, students of knowledge taken from their sheikh. Okay? And one of them says that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't do something. But 20 of them who are thiqat, trustworthy narrators, they say otherwise. Who do we take? The 20, because the akthar adada. Yeah, and then more of them. Even though he's trustworthy, barakallahu fi, trustworthy narrator, honest, truthful, strong in memory, but there are more numbers. So it's more possible. It's the possibility of the one making error is the one that is on his own. So those are the two general, yani awla minhu, has the two general meanings regarding that. Should we give you some examples? Naam? Examples from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to mention an example that, because you can have shadh in the isnad and shadh in the metan. Yani shadh in the chain, and yani who are the narrators, or shadh, meaning odd, this opposition, as it relates to the text, the wording of the hadith. So, inshallah, to save time, we'll mention a narration where it has both. Where there is opposition in the chain, and opposition in the text. And the example of this is that which is Akhraju Ad-Darqutni, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his Sunan, the Sunan of Darqutni, the Sunan of Darqutni. And that is an Aisha radiallahu anha. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقصر في السفر ويتم ويفطر ويصوم. And that is a narration that's attributed to Aisha رضي الله عنها, that she said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to shorten his prayer when he traveled, and he used to pray completely, يعني shorten, يعني in, for example, ظهر, he would shorten it with two when he's traveling, and sometimes he would pray four. This is the narration. وَيُفْتِرْ وَيُصُومُ. And sometimes he will fast, and sometimes he would not fast when he's traveling. This is the narration. This narration has, as Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala says, رُوَاتُهُ ثِقَاتُ. All of the narrators are trustworthy narrators. But there's shudhudh. But there's some opposition amongst the narrators in this hadith regarding the text and regarding the chain. As for the isnad, فإن لأنه خالف ما اتفق عليه ثقات عن عائشة أنه من فعله فعلها غير مرفوع. And that is that it's mawquf. And that is that some of the narrators, they said that it's from the statement of the messenger, that the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do it, but rather it's Aisha. So that chain stops at who? Aisha. So some of the narrators, and maybe a couple of them, mentioned that it stops at the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's the messenger that was intended here, that he would pray the full arba rakat, for example, in dhuhr, or shorten it, break his fast, or fast when he's traveling. They say it's the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what the lesser of the two parties they mentioned. The stronger party mentioned that it stops at who? Aisha radiallahu anha. So that's why it's shadh regarding the chain, in that the chain meaning who does it stop at? Those, some say stops at Aisha, it's from the actions of Aisha. And some say it stops at the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that which is the correct is that it stops in Aisha, it's from the action of Aisha, not the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is shadh as relates to the chain. It's shadh, or there's an opposition relating to the text. And this is what is mentioned by Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah ta'ala. And that is that the muwadhabah, the norm of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he used to always shorten his prayer. So there's opposition to, and that is narrated by trustworthy narrators other than those who said that he completed it. Because remember the hadith mentioned that he will shorten it, or he would complete yatim. Naam? But that which is known by thiqat and strong narrators, stronger than the ones who said this, is what? That he always shortened it. Naam. So it's mawquf, number one. So it's from the actions of who? Aisha radiallahu anha. That's why it's got shadhudh in that sense, in the isnad. And it's in opposition to that which more narrators that are trustworthy narrated, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would always what? Shorten his prayer when he travelled. So that's an example of metan and isnad, munkar. After this, so in the text, those who have the copy of I have a spare copy for someone who wants it. It's in Arabic, yeah. This one here, brother. Okay. Now, those who have the text, here, Ibn Mulaqim, rahimahullah, he mentions, he said, وَهُوَ مَا رَوَاهُ ثِقَّةً. As-Sakhawi says what? What does he say, Abu Bakr? أو صدوق. He says, أو صدوق. Or someone who's weaker in memory, because he's trustworthy as well, but just weaker. Okay, so add there أو صدوق. أو صدوق. Where he says ثقة, روا ثقة, write أو صدوق. نعم. And then he says after that, رحم الله وغفر الله له والمنكر وهو ما تفرد به واحد غير متقن ولا مشهور بالحفظ. Do you remember Munkar last year, Ikhwa? We've covered this. Munkar. And Munkar is a narration that... Alaykum salam to Al-Haykallah. It's a narration that is distasteful to you and you reject it. And it has a reason for that being rejected. And Munkar is that narration that you... It's distasteful and you reject it. And Ibn Mulaqim has only mentioned one type of munkar, one type of narration that is rejected in that sense. And that is مَا تَفَرَّدَ بِهِ وَاحِدٍ, as he said, غَيْرُ مُتْقِنٍ. And that is that when someone who is not known to be strong and precise, and he only narrates that hadith, it's called al-hadith al-munkar, because he's on his own, and he's not somebody who's strong and has strong memory as such, that one that we will trust the fact that he's on his own in this narration. This is the one that Ibn Mulaqim mentioned. That's the first category. The second category of munkar, huwa kullu ma yani, to make it simple, mukhalafat al-da'if li-thiqat. مخالفة الضعيف لثقات. And that is the opposition of someone who's weak to those who are trustworthy. When we mention Shadh, said that Shadh is what? Opposition of who? Weak or strong narrators? Strong narrators. That's the difference between Shadh and Munkar. Shadh is where there is someone who's trustworthy, but he opposes those who are stronger. As for Munkar, is somebody who is what? Trustworthy or weak? Weak, and he opposes those who are strong. Fahimta Mouni? That's the definition that Ibn Mulaqim didn't mention. What Ibn Mulaqim mentioned is the first category of Munkar, and that is somebody who is on his own, but not, is not justifiable to accept his narration as he's on his own. So it's Hadith Munkar. Naam, the second is the Mukhalafat al-Da'if li-Thiqat. And that is that Da'if, that weak narrator that opposes the thiqat, that opposes the thiqat. Shall I show you an example? Example? Okay, and this is an example that's mentioned by Ibn Abi Hatim, min tariqi Habib, Ibn Habib, Habib, Ibn Habib, Az-Zayyat, an Abi Ishaq, an Izar, Ibn Hurayth, and Ibn Abbas, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man qala as-salah, man aqama as-salah, wa ata az-zakah, wa hajja al-bayt, wa sama wa qara al-dayf, dakhala al-jannah. And this is mentioned in the Ilal of Ibn Abi Hatim, volume 2, page 182. And that is from his isnad, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is ascribed to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, whoever stands up for prayer, okay, and he establishes the zakat, gives zakat, and he does hajj of Allah, of Mecca, wasama, and he fasts, and he hosts the guests, looks after the guests, he will enter paradise. Abu Hatim, rahimullah, says annahu munkar. He said that is munkar. Wa dhalika bi sababi isnadihi. Wa in kana ma'nahu sahiha. Li'anna ghayru habib min al-thiqat. Rawahu an Abi Ishaq mawqufan ala Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu. And that is that Habib, he said that it was what? Mawquf. Habib, he said that it was, sorry, that it was on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But rather it's mawquf. And the ulama, they say this is munkar li'annahu infarad. Because he was on his own. And he's not someone who, being on his own, you can take that. So therefore the ulama that say this hadith munkar. Because he said it's marfu, yani, that it is ascribed to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith. But it's actually ascribed to who? Ibn Abbas. And he's the only one who said that it's ascribed to who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his infirad is an infirad that's not good. Him being a singleton, being on his own in this narration is something that's not good. And this is the meaning that Ibn Mulaqin mentions in his definition. Where he said, what did he say? وَهُوَ مَتَفَرَّدَ بِهِ وَاحِدٌ غَيْرْ مُتْقِنْ وَلَا مَشْهُورْ بِالْحِفْظِ. And this is one, an individual who is not daif in this category, but he's somebody who's not of that level where he's being on his own, has any type of strength as it relates to accepting his hadith. And then he's opposed those who are thiqat. He has opposed those who are thiqat. Now, after that, Ibn Mulaqin, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, what time is Maghrib? 10 minutes, okay. We're trying to do as much. I wanted to do about 6 or 7. We'll race through these ones, inshallah. The next ones are quite simple. And that is Al-Fard, Al-Gharib, Al-Aziz, Al-Mashhur, and Mutawatir. We've done this before, so we go through them very quickly, if you don't mind. Just get the understanding of what is intended by the statement of Ibn Mulaqin, rahimullah. He says, Wal-Fard, yani being single, alone. وهو ما تفرد به عن جميع الرواة جهة خاصة كقولهم تفرد به أهل مكة ونهوه. And that is when a narrator is on his own as it relates to all the other narrators in a specific or with a specific type of description. And that is like their statement, تَفَرْدَ بِي أَهْلُ Mecca. Only the people of Mecca narrated this hadith. So the people of Basar, the people of Basar or Kufa, they did not narrate this hadith. Only the people of Mecca narrated the hadith. This is tafarrud. And this is not talking about whether it's acceptable or rejected. It's just the surah. It's just how the chain looks. So we have certain chains of narration where all of it, the narrators are from one place. That's tafarrud. Okay? And that's fard. For example, all of the narrators are from Mecca. All the narrators are from Mecca. This is the general meaning here. And this is called fard al-mutlaq. Okay? Now, fard is categorized into two categories. It's categorized into two categories. The first of those is the one that we've mentioned. The first of those is the one that we've mentioned, and Ibn Mulaqin, he mentions, rahimullah ta'ala. The second one is fard, and that's called fard al-mutlaq. That's called fard al-mutlaq. Yani absolute singleness, or singleton, or whatever. Okay, let's start again. We start again on fard. I've made an error. Okay, al-fard, I'll just say like this, khalas. Focus. Al-Fard is two categories. Okay? The first one is al-fard al-mutlaq, and that is absolute fard, and that is that he's the only narrator. No one else narrated that narration as it relates to his tabaqa or the narration in essence. And that's absolute, being an individual in this narration, absolutely. Now, and the second one, and Ibn Malakin actually mentions both. He actually mentions both. When he says, what does he say? He says, "Huwa ma tafarrada bihi an jami' ar-ruwa." He is the one that is on his own in narrating this hadith as it relates to all narrators. This is the first category, and that's the absolute version, the one where he is on his own. And then he says, "Aw jihat al-khas," or more specific, and that's the second category, and that is al-fard al-nisbi, relative. He's on his own relatively. The first one is on his own absolutely. The second one is on his own relatively. And that is like, for example, only Ahlul Makkah did it. Or another relative is he's the only one who narrated an Zuhri, for example, where the others narrated on someone else. Okay, and this is the relative version of al-fard. And so al-fard al-mutlaq, what's fard al-mutlaq, ikhwan? He's the only narrator, without any specifics. Just the only narrator. The second category is fard nisbi, and that is relative to what? Either relative to a country, or relative to a town, or relative to a person. Relative to a city is like from Mecca. Now, and relative to a person is meaning a specific sheikh or specific narrator. And all of the narrators, they narrated it an Anas, and he only is the one who narrated it an Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu. And this is the relative barakallahu fikum fard. Tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to deal with al-gharib, which is very similar to fard, but different in some aspects, inshallah. And we'll continue with that tomorrow, inshallah, at 7:30. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.